This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The dateline on our lead story today is New Orleans, Louisiana. The timestamp could well be April 20th, 2010. The Deepwater Horizon oil rig explodes that day. 11 people are killed, and crude oil flows into the Gulf of Mexico for the next 3 months. Today, BP agreed to pay a record $18.7 billion to settle state and federal claims against it. In all, that makes the company's liability more than $40 billion once you count cleanup and compensation and all the rest. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been following the story. He is on the line. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so here we are, $40 billion, more than $40 billion later.
Yep.
Is big oil doing what it does any differently than it did, you know, 5 years ago?
In a lot of ways, Kai, it is. For one, the rules have changed. There are a lot more audits of safety protocols than existed before. There's now a federal agency that exclusively focuses on offshore oil safety, and that didn't exist before. And then when you look at industry, a lot of the practices have changed. You'll recall BP struggled to cap that well for 87 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now every single driller has to have containment equipment on the ready to go immediately. That didn't exist before. There's also 24/7 monitoring of these offshore rigs onshore. So a lot of this is about managing risk and putting in redundancies, and there are several more layers that exist today than before the spill.
All right, what about financial risk then for BP, the corporate story here, right? Because even for a company that was as big as BP was, more than $40 billion, it wasn't as a whole lot of money.
It's a staggering amount of money, even for a giant company. I spoke today with Michigan law professor David Ullman, who says, you know, this amount of money sends a message that the major oil companies, they have no choice but to change.
BP has paid out approximately $50 billion, a sum of money that only a very few companies could afford. There is no way for the drilling industry to conduct operations the way BP was before the Gulf oil spill.
And Kai, as you know, BP is now a much smaller company than it once was. And periodically, the question comes up, is BP a takeover target? So it's certainly changed for the company.
Okay, so here's the counterfactual then. If BP has changed, or I guess it's a counterfactual, I don't know. If BP has changed, and if safety protocols and regulation have changed, what has not?
The question is whether culture has changed. I spoke to a lot of people in industry today. And they say BP safety culture was not the best in the industry. ExxonMobil is considered the gold standard. And so there's the question of BP culture. And industry-wide, the broader question of, can this happen to us? You know, several people in industry said there's still a lot of people out there who say this could never happen to us. Even though, as geologists will say, as good as your management is above ground, as they put it, there are so many uncertainties below ground. And how much do you appreciate that uncertainty?
Mm-hmm. The unknown unknowns, I guess,
yep.
To quote an entirely different thing. Scott Tong from our Washington Bureau. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.